God, the Holy Spirit, draws us to faith in Christ. Faith is an embrace, you know, and it's an embrace of Christ that I'm talking about. An unquenchable principle of new vitality, new life of a particular sort, is implanted in us, and we have in ourselves, as a result, new desires. A desire to know God, a desire to love God, a desire to please God, to serve God. Yes, a desire. They are there, just as a spring of water is there. Sometimes there's more water coming out of it than there is at other times, but the spring of water is there. That marks Christians, makes them different from all who are not Christians. Principle one, being is basic to doing. Pharisees never understood that. They thought that the essence of discipleship to God was to keep doing things, but they had it wrong. The being of a transformed heart, a renewed inner life, that's the fundamental reality, and it's out of that being that the doing comes. Real Christian behavior. And now a second principle. Knowing is basic to acting. Christians need to understand that and make sure that they know all that they need to know about the requirements of the Christian life. And then a third principle, God's work of salvation through new justification, new birth. God is not going to require us to pay the piper, as we say, for our transgressions. Why not? Because Christ has already paid for them. The retribution for all of us has already been inflicted on the Lord Jesus, born by him at Calvary. As a result, we don't have to face any possibility of condemnation. We are adopted into God's family, and in that relationship with God, we live in peace, in joy, in hope. And it's out of the knowledge that that's where we are in our relationship with God that there comes a natural process of mind and heart, gratitude, delight, and a desire to show how grateful we are to our God by heartfelt obedience to him and service of him. The fourth truth that goes with that is that God's work in sanctification is basic to our work of obedience. Yes, we are called to obey. We are called to be faithful disciples of the Lord Jesus, learning what he requires of us in order that we may do it. The basic reality of the power that's expressed in the doing of it, and we are assured that as we look to the Lord, pray for help, that power will be operative, enabling us to do what we are wanting to do and seeking to do and intending to do, and so getting things increasingly right in the way that we live our lives. Paul expresses it, as a matter of fact, in a verse, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your salvation then in awe and reverence. For it is God who works in you to make you will and do according to his good pleasure. And the life of personal holiness is to be built on it. And the fifth truth about the life of personal holiness is this. The purpose of pleasing God is basic to the purpose of avoiding sin. Though avoiding sin is a big thing, even bigger is the practice of rejoicing, hoping, thanking, pleasing our God. Personal holiness is a very positive thing, in other words, and we shouldn't be betrayed into thinking of it in negative terms, stressing that this must not be done and that must not be done and you must avoid something else. Those persons don't always realize how negative is the understanding of the Christian life that they're projecting. We must understand it, we must remember it, and we must make sure that we don't fall into the trap of reproducing it.
Greetings and blessings. faithful followers of bbtemple.org worldwide. That was the late, great Dr. J.I. Packer, who went home to be with the Lord in 2020 at the ripe old age of 93, speaking on holiness, which is the focus of our study today, entitled The Joy of Holiness. So as we, as a church, enter our 65th year in ministering to people and families affected by disability, I ask that you join me to consider how best to enter the new year with a deeply personal commitment, or rather recommitment, to holiness. Because, peeps, I truly believe that unless each of us examines our own heart and resolves to, as Pris described in her Sunday school last week, to sanctification, which is the journey of becoming more like Christ, we're just playing church. Amen. Amen. Oh, I don't want to do that, right? Right. So let us focus in on a verse from the Old Testament that should help us. It should help ground us in our quest. O holder of the golden clicker, please forward that slide, thank you. And before your very eyes should appear a verse from the Old Testament, Book of Leviticus, the book of the law, which reads, "For I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, because I am holy." Now, there are many places, both in the Old Testament and the New, that repeat this phrase. And BB Temple Bible scholars, what is the significance of repetition? How many times do I need to tell you how important repetition is? Ha ha, just kidding. It means that it's important. If I have to repeat it, if the Lord has to repeat it, it's important and we should pay attention. But seriously, peeps, let's just take a closer look at some of the keywords. It's all about the keywords, right? First one is consecrate. Now, which, you know, had many meanings, look them up. I focused in on the one that applies to what we're studying today. So consecrate is to devote to a purpose with or as if with deep solemnity or dedication. Okay? That appears once. Consecration, consecrate, a verb to do. Now the second one is holy, which appears twice. There's that repetition. Important. And it's simply defined as dedicated or consecrated. There's that word again. Consecrated to God or a religious purpose. Sacred. You know, the additional significance of this verse, not only the words within it, is that this is the first time it appears in the Bible, and all the subsequent references to it in the future are simply hearkening back to it, to where it first began, of where it was first appeared. And we're always asked to be hearkening back, right? So let's do that. Let's do that, shall we? Much of what we teach and we preach about here at BB Temple, it's not old stuff. It's not new. It's not new stuff. We've heard it before. We just need to grab a hold of it and let it change us first before we have a hope of it changing the world. Amen? So it's got to work through us. What does that look like? And what does it not look like? Oh, good and faithful clicker czar, click away if you would, please. Thank you. Well, it looks like J.I. Packer's five, right? Little deep, pretty deep theologically. Number one, what was that? Being is basic to doing. I know I've shared, my brother used to say, doing, doing, doing. But I think God is much more concerned about us being, being, being. Not what we're doing. It's what we're being, what we're becoming. Number two, knowing is basic to acting. Yeah, because we know what we're supposed to be doing. So we should be acting on that, correct? Correct. Number three, our sin debt is paid in full. You know, if we're doing stuff because we're avoiding punishment, different than if you're doing something for a reward, right? So if you're afraid of being punished for your sin, forget about it. Don't forget about it, but don't worry about it. It's paid. It's paid in full. You're not going to be asked to pay it. Besides, you couldn't. Only Jesus Christ could have done that in our stead. Amen? Yes. So number four, God's work in sanctification is basic to our work in obedience. He's already done the part. He's done his part. Sanctification, right? Now, obedience, work, pressing forward, sanctification can happen through our obedience and our acting on it. Number five, last but not least, the purpose of pleasing God is basic to the principle of avoiding sin. That's sort of a really complicated way of saying it. I had to say it and think over it. But we should be more motivated by pleasing God than avoiding punishment, right? Right? Exactly. Wow, that's a seminary way of saying it. But I like to boil it down to something simple that we can actually use to help transform us. And it's simply this, peeps. The joy of holiness. In fact, that just came to me this morning. I was waiting on the hymns. Thank you, Brenda. You gave me an opportunity to come up with a better name for my Sunday school. So I give God the glory, but I thank you. The joy, it's the joy of holiness. It changes, it transforms from something we gotta do to something we just can't wait to do, right? Think about it, chores versus, doing something fun or doing something wonderful or becoming more like Christ, holiness. That should be the most motivational thing we can think about and act upon. But here's what it doesn't look like. And I have to share this. Because I messed up. I messed up. I'm sure you all are aware of Chris Hale. He has spoken at our church. It's been a while. He did speak. He is the gentleman that walks on crutches, unable to sit. I don't believe he's able to bend his knees. But he stands. And just recently, he has to be my friend on Facebook. And I accepted. And first he would, maybe every other day, just send me a message, hey, how are you and Larry doing? And then it became every day. And then it became multiple times a day. And I, I didn't respond to this well. I tried to, but I messed up. I wrote back to him and said, hey, in the future, would you please consider including both Pastor Larry and me in your messages? If he was unwilling or unable, it doesn't matter. He wasn't able to do it. But I got sort of like, hey, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to block you. What? What in the world? What in the world? And I even texted Pris. And I said, Pris, do you know Chris? Do you know Chris Hale? Does he pester you? And I used that word. I'm ashamed. Does he pester you? And she said, yeah, I talk to him every day. I talk to him every day. She talks to him every day. He doesn't pester her. Oh, goodness, Lord. This is for me, peeps. This Sunday school's for me. But I hope it's helping you too. Because I am humbled and amazed that the Lord still gives me an opportunity in the land of the living. And we can all do a whole lot better. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. So what do we take away from today? Simply this, precious peeps. One more click, please, and we are done. Thank you. Our feeble efforts to do better or to be better, they just ain't gonna cut it in 2023. We must ruthlessly remove the barriers to sanctification in our personal lives by a fearless rededication to holiness for His glory. And why? For the joy of holiness. May be holy, for I am holy. Transform our hearts and actions as we take up our cross and press forwards in holiness, now and forever indeed. Again, Heavenly Father, I praise you and thank you for the opportunity to become more like you. And may we consider it pure joy, not a burden, pure joy to be more like your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praising you and thanking you in advance for your awesome, awesome glory. Thank you again, Lord. In the name of Jesus, your Son and our Savior, amen.